feel like we, when I was growing up on TV, every once in a while you'd see that screen test. So this was the mic test. So when I was in school, I took a year, took a summer, and I'll get to the year in a second. And I did training as a hospital chaplain at the Washington Hospital Center. So it was really a pretty interesting. They had the helicopter center and all kinds of folks that you'd meet at an inner city hospital. And one of the things we had to do was we did in-service training with the regular hospital staff. And there was a whole list of choices. And I saw talking to people who are drunk in the emergency room. And I said, boy, that's really interesting. So I signed up for that one. And, you know, I watched a movie and I listened to a lecture. And I got a little certificate. Can talk to people who are drunk in the emergency room. So about a year later, I took a year off from rabbinic school and did a year's residency as a hospital chaplain at Northwestern in Chicago. And lo and behold, and I'm not making this up, my areas of assignment were the emergency room and the intensive care units and the OR. And believe it or not, on the third day that I was there, there was a man, probably in his mid-50s, in the emergency room who was drunk. And I figured, new chaplain, I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to calm down the man who's drunk in the emergency room. So I went over, I stood near him, I looked, you know, in his eyes, I talked slowly, and I'm going to be a hero, and all of a sudden, boom! He knocked me upside the head. He decked me. From then on, I learned two words, call security. So our service this evening is focusing in Hebrew on refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing for the soul, healing for the body. Now, wellness is our normal state of life, but at times we lose our equilibrium. It may be a physical illness, may be a mental or physical disability, may be a change in life. And the poem by Alvin Fine, which is the core of many Yizkor services, very much captures this spirit. Birth is a beginning and death a destination. But life is a journey, a going, a growing from stage to stage. From childhood to maturity and youth to age. From innocence to awareness and ignorance to knowing. From foolishness to discretion and then perhaps to wisdom. From weakness to strength or strength to weakness and often back again. From health to sickness and we pray to health again. Healing and wellness are now at the very core of our society. It's very much exemplified by TBS. If you think of the support groups, if you think of the cards we send people, if you think of the caring and counseling, not only of the rabbis, but of congregants for each other, of the staff members. And today, the Jewish community has become rich with all types of resources, healing centers, the mikveh as a source of renewal, and the Misha Berach prayer, which we often sing on Friday nights, and that to many people is Jewish tradition. So here are a few reflections about healing and about wellness. First, as I wrote in the weekly email, that I was part of a healing service that went on for several years. We'd meet once a month in the sanctuary, and there was a tremendous sense of holiness. It became a group where everyone supported each other. Now, the service didn't begin by focusing on illness. Instead, we began by focusing on wellness. We drew prayers actually from the daily liturgy. My God, the soul that you have given me is pure. You created it, you fashioned it, you breathed it into me. Elohai Neshama. But my favorite, which is found in the prayer book, praise to you, Adonai, our God, sovereign of the universe, who formed the human body with skill, creating the body's many pathways and openings. It is well known before your throne of glory that if one of them wrongly opened or closed, it would be impossible to endure and stand before you. Blessed are you, Adonai, who heals all flesh, working wondrously. Yes, think about it. It says, thank you, God, for openings that open, for closings that close, for flowing veins and vessels that flow properly. It's amazing. It's also in many restrooms in traditional communities. Now think about it. Probiotics and Metamucil just eat your heart out. But I came to appreciate the importance of affirming our bodies. A little over 30 years ago, really it was the height of the AIDS and HIV crisis, when one of my friends, Mark, became HIV positive. With all of the advances, he's still vital today. But we learned to speak of people with AIDS, not AIDS victims. The focus was on the people. We define people by their humanity, not by their disease. I was at a group where Mark was speaking, and he said that every day when he woke up and he took a shower, he would say the words, Mode ani lefanecha, thank you, God, who returned my soul to me. He started by affirming his wellness as he started each day. We can have a life challenge, a disease, a disability. But first, we focus on the connection we feel with the divinity in the world. But in the Torah, it also speaks about when people feel persecuted, when they feel sick or face a crisis. And the imagery was that the person no longer experienced the inner presence, the Shekhinah, the face, panim, of the divine. In the male imagery of the Bible, God turned his back. Think about the priestly blessing. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha. May the light of God's presence be upon you. So listen to the calling out, the grief from the Psalms. I am weary with calling. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for God. I call God to mind. I moan. I complain. My spirit fails. Why, God, do you reject me? Why do you hide your face from me? From my youth, I have been afflicted and near death. I suffer your terrors wherever I turn. Our ancestors in the time of the Bible saw the world in only one of two ways. Life was light or life was dark. If you followed God's laws, you were rewarded. If you broke faith, all manner of calamity befell you. Today, for many, that's an initial feeling in a crisis. What did I do wrong? Is this a punishment from the divine? But as our faith, as Jewish life has grown over the course of the last 2,000 years, through the centuries, we have come to see the divine in new ways. But God doesn't desire suffering. Instead, God is the eternal source of goodness, of love and hope. Difficulty, tragedy is real. But it's not about a heavenly scorekeeper. When I feel challenges, when many I know that there's still this abiding sense of divinity in the world, a source of support and a source of strength. Let's talk about prayer for a second. Now, for many, this may seem a little strange. You know, if you remember the line by Harry Golden, Goldberg goes to synagogue to talk to God, and I go to talk to Goldberg. And I learned about prayer from Christian clergy and interfaith groups. When I first went, they talked about being called by God and praying with people. And this sounded so strange to me. It was foreign. But over time, I learned from my colleagues. And I appreciated it when I was at the Washington Hospital Center. I was with an elderly gentleman. He was very, very devout. And I had a prayer that I would share. But this was an experience unlike any other. I offered these words that I learned. God, you are the foundation of all life. Before I could go on, he said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I continued, through you, we are bound to thee and one another. The man again responded, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Throughout that prayer, I felt the transcendent power of divinity through this man's devotion. You know, we can see the power of prayer in big ways and small ways. For some people, it's praying for heavenly strength. I was in an interfaith Bible group, and one woman said, I just feel better knowing that people are praying for me. It can be a call out to the eternal, or it can be just drawing strength, knowing that people are thinking of us. Divinity, the power of human compassion. And a last thought, that healing comes through relationship. Whether we face the loss of a loved one, mental illness, a professional setback, chronic or acute illness, we draw strength from our bonds with one another. So one week in Chicago, as part of the psychiatric liaison team, yeah, wearing a chaplain's white coat then was pretty cool. So we had the chief psychiatrist, the residents, the nurses, and another chaplain and me. We came to the room of a woman who wouldn't speak. And the doctor did a neurological exam. He took her fingers and said, squeeze once for yes and squeeze twice for no. He said, yes, yes, no, no. Finally, the exam ended. She wouldn't let go of his fingers. One of the residents said, why is that? The doctor said it's a neurological reaction. The other chaplain said she wanted somebody's hand to hold. That's the power. As far back as the Talmud, Rabbi Akiva would visit a student who was ill and said that one who doesn't visit those who are ill, it's as if they shed blood. What is Jewish life? What is our faith all about? It's about community, being part of a minyan, being there for Shiva, being part of a celebration, being community when we complete learning. Rabbi Goldie Milgram, a marvelous teacher, says, what is a vital synagogue? She said, it's when you have a Shabbat community. Think of Cheers. If you're there, everybody welcomes you. Everybody knows your name. And if not, you're missed. They know you're not present. Today we have many, many different ways to draw strength in difficult times. We have traditional prayer. We have reciting psalms. We have healing services, pastoral counseling. Incredible. Innovative new rituals which are developed, visions of the mikvah, meditation, and our own Misha Berach. And as we conclude at this moment, I'd ask you to open your service guides and we'll share together in a litany for healing. When Miriam was sick, her brother Moses prayed, "O God, pray, heal her, please." We join in this responsive prayer based on the words of Moses. We pray for those who are now ill. We pray for those who are affected by illness, anguish, and pain. Grant courage to those whose bodies, holy proof of your creative goodness, are violated by illness and the pain of illness. Grant strength and compassion to families and friends who give their loving care and support, and help them to overcome despair. Grant wisdom to those who probe the deepest complexities of your world as they labor in the search for treatment and cures.
Inspire them.
Grant clarity of vision and strength of purpose to the leaders of our institutions and our government. May they be moved to act with justice and compassion and find the courage to overcome fear and hatred.
Guide them.
Grant insight to us, that we may be that we may understand that whenever death comes, we must accept it, that before it comes, we must resist it by prolonging life and making our life worthy as long as it is lived.
Bless us, heal us all.
Shabbat Shalom.